Greeting, pilgrims. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekly standalone. And welcome on this journey where
we're just calling our audience all these names.
Yeah, yeah. We take you on a journey to everywhere in pop culture where the algorithms have led us, where our friends have coerced us, where our favorite artists have also brought us to. But in any case, we got this space to enjoy everything pop culture has to offer. That's Pau, this is Mika, and welcome to another episode where we're going to talk about one of Pau's favorite girl groups.
Yes, yeah, definitely a group I've been following.
Yes.
And we've talked about and reacted to, actually.
Yeah,
not just
times.
The group, but also some of their members.
Yunjin!
Yes. Yunjin, yes. Yunjin is also another product of what we do
friend
here at the Weekly
Stand-Up.
Coercion
and conversion.
Conversion.
Yes. Yes. But today,
in any case,
what are we talking about?
We're going to be reacting to the MV of the title track of their full album, Unforgiven. We played one of their B-side tracks in the last episode, the Drive remix, which was definitely not a R&B Drive song. But
yes,
I think it...
indeed.
Yeah, so we're back to react to their full album, Unforgiven, the MV
yes.
of the title track, which is also Unforgiven. And
yes,
I think it just
go.
Continues on their whole vibe.
Lore.
From Anti-Fragile and Fearless. But also a new flavor, I think, which we'll see in the music video. So
okay.
Let's just get into our reaction.
Let's go.
Oh, that's a nice shot.
Oh, whoa.
Hold your horses.
Was not prepared, man.
Just facial expressions. We're giving up too much.
I'm a villain.
Oh, I will never be a clown. Oh,
let's transition.
Oh, I don't care to shut it down.
So much happened, man.
So much. So many sets. So many sets. So much action. So many face. So much face.
Yeah.
Is there something at the end?
I don't know that one.
So they sampled this track for the song, right? Oh, there's nothing.
Damn.
Yeah. Definitely.
So much happened. I think you need to watch it again to just like pause and absorb what was going on. Yunjin was great.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Performance level.
Yeah.
Like the facial expressions, man.
Yeah. Like, it's amazing how it's just like, it's like here and like the mouth only. Like it's like the eyes don't lie, basically.
The eyes don't lie. Right, right, right.
Like Unforgiven. Yeah. That was the takeaway, man. Unforgiven.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be surprised if it becomes like a whole TikTok. Like just those two lines in the chorus.
Yeah. Hey, what does the song mean?
TikTok trend. I actually haven't really looked that up myself, but from the interviews, it's sort of like a statement piece for them, I think, you know.
Okay.
Trying to say that to stand up to your truth and whatnot, not to, you know.
Okay.
Ask for forgiveness, because I think like there's that culture in Korea, right? Or you're sort of like nunchi and always trying to like think of the other person before yourself.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which is
should
good,
embody that
good in
too.
Some cases, but yeah,
sorry,
no, I think,
not
like,
sorry.
it continues on from like forgiven, fragile, fear, like all the albums are like, you know, sort of negations of that.
Nice.
So they're taking like all these things that are commonly associated maybe with idols or maybe even girl groups in particular, and then just like
trying to dispel the notion, I guess. Yeah, cool.
And they have this image of like idols who like went through a lot to get to where they are. Like that's sort of the concept that they've built. So it fits well into that.
Yeah
So apart from the title track, which is a lot to absorb, it wasn't my first time watching it, but still, you know, reeling. And I did watch an interesting remix of this song and Not Shy by ITZY. So people have said in the comments that this song reminds them of Not Shy by ITZY. And then when somebody did a remix of it, like, it totally made sense. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, that's I highly recommend checking out a remix of those two songs. But in the meantime, here's like one of my favorite B-sides from the album, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, was produced by Yunjin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I found out.
We're just in Yunjin brain rot over here, guys.
Yeah. And it has a totally different feel from what we just watched with Unforgiven. I think it's more of like a fan song. So the title of the song is actually Piona, which is the fandom's name. So let me know what this reminds you of.
I like this song.
It's only between you and me. Mm-hmm. 솔직히 말했나 그토록 강하진 않아. 너만 알고 있으면
좋겠어. I wish they do a live of this song.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this needs a live version.
They've done lives of the other songs and the other B-sides, but not this. This part.
Oh. I like the song.
You can say that again.
Oh, this is so pop star of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's so pop.
Yeah, it reminded me of like Taylor Swift early days.
Ah, yeah.
Like the kind of song like the winner of American Idol would sing at the end.
It's like a soundtrack to a youth movie.
Oh yeah.
I can't stand with or like a youth drama.
Yeah, coming of age story.
Yeah.
Like they're running on the beach.
Yeah. And then like sunset. And then
sunset, yeah.
They're transitioning to a new. Wow, we're totally making up some fan fiction.
Music video. We're making a music video.
Give us
this bridge. This bridge, though.
Or,
you light up my life.
I wonder if they also will do it for this It would make sense though if they wrote it.
Oh, this part has so much going on.
Yeah.
The layering.
Climax.
Wow, the Seraphim, please make a like.
That will be the title of our video, the Seraphim.
Yeah, the Seraphim, please. To say all, please. Chebal pala, not to say all. Okay, low-key, I expected
feel,
a dramatic
inspired.
Ending. Low-key, I expected like some like outro kind of thing where Hyunjin is going to like sing something and like it fades out, like just her. Okay, anyway. I was imagining something different, I guess, but it's still overall a great song.
I guess
I feel this would sound
notes for
really
the live.
Good live. yeah, this would sound great live, and at the same time, an orchestra version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially the climax part with all the layers.
Yeah,
and then like orchestra. Yeah,
imagine your violins going crazy. Wow.
Yeah, all the strings. Yeah,
don't pressure me into doing it. One day I might do it.
I think
like no.
I think
okay.
Mika,
I have
you
too
know
much
next,
stuff to
you have your pipeline.
No, let's see, guys. Let's see. Comment below if I should attempt.
This is
or any other
this
song.
This is why I love
attempt.
Doing this show. This is why I love doing this show. It giving Mika some ideas. For,
yes, so I never run out of content. Also.
yeah.
Anyway,
one creator helping out another.
Yeah.
Until then, we're gonna leave you guys with a cover song, which should lead into our next episode, which is another remix, another like R&B-esque remix that I put together, like totally different from the Drive one last episode.
Yes,
this one is titled Smooth Remix because it's a little bit more I don't know, maybe sultry to chill. Well, that's sort of a big range, right? But I guess
definitely not speeding through the highway kind.
Yes, exactly.
This
one definitely
not
that image.
In there.
Yeah, maybe Cruising. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll give it that. Anyway, what is this song, Mr. Paul?
So this cover is by one of the artists actually that we've actually talked about on the show, Kai Good Girl, who's done some great covers of Hype Boy and New Jeans songs, and also has her own music, like a Thai, like she's a Thai singer. Mm. And now she did a cover of BB's Napunyan, Vengeance.
Yes.
So, you know, given the whole vibe of Unforgiven being like bad girl concept.
Yeah.
We ended Napunyan like bad girl.
Yeah. Because we are, what are we, pal? Two baddies, two nice
ones. Two baddies, one Porsche.
A tribute to that episode and that whole season of like us just talking about
two baddies.
Anyway, so have fun, enjoy this last song
cover.
Until the next episode, make sure to subscribe so that you will get notified.
Like this video if you like the reaction.
Yes, and comment down below what else we should react on or who else we should explore. In the meantime, this is Five Good Girls.
Cover of Vengeance.
Cover of Vengeance. See you all. Goodbye.
Bye. Chung chung chow chang me go go one song and one